I've been answering a lot of questions about birds lately. Someone asked me why woodpecker eggs hatch while the babies are so very undeveloped compared to most birds. That's probably because woodpeckers nest in cavities with a limited exchange of fresh air, so the eggs don't get as much oxygen as those in open cup nests do. Interestingly, although woodpecker nests with eggs or small nestlings are seldom unattended, the parents switch off from incubating or brooding much more often than most pairs of birds. Again, this probably benefits the parents so they don't have to go long periods inside the cavity, and also benefits the eggs and young because the parents' movements in and out probably help with air exchange at least a little. Every spring I get dozens of people asking questions like the man who wrote, "There's a dark-eyed junco that keeps throwing himself against my window. He also does it at my neighbor's home and on the passenger side mirror of her car. I've never seen this type of behavior in a bird. Any opinion?" That poor bird is territorial and at some point discovered that there is a junco his exact age who completely matches his aggressive body posture but is not singing. Rather, he's sneaking onto his territory. We, of course, know that the intruder is merely his reflection, but birds don't understand that. Cardinals and robins are the birds that most often engage in this shadow boxing, but we hear of it happening in all kinds of songbirds. Most of the time, the bird gets fixated on a single window, and this is the simplest case to solve, just paper over the window on the outside for a few days. The two times I've had a bird attacking my car mirror, I just kept a plastic bag and rubber band around it when I wasn't driving or parked elsewhere. But this poor little junco has gotten fixated, and wherever he looks now, there's another intruder. It would be tricky for the writer and his entire neighborhood to paper over all the windows for a few days, but without that, I'm afraid the poor bird will keep this up for days or weeks longer until either he gets distracted by hungry nestlings or his hormonal level finally drops. Lots of people ask when to put out their hummingbird feeders. It used to always be safe in the upper Midwest to wait for Mother's Day, but climate change has moved up their arrival many years. To know exactly where hummingbirds have been reported each day and to see a really cool map that changes day to day as they move toward us, check out hummingbirds.net. The first sightings of them in northernmost Illinois occurred on April 5th. So they're on their way. One woman asked me, "What is the difference between a beak and a bill?" The answer is simple, not a thing. Beak and bill are synonymous. Ornithologists tend to use the word bill more often than beak. I personally use beak most when referring to songbirds with pointed bills, and my husband said that he always uses beak to refer to hawks' bills, but I've seen both words used in reference to a wide variety of species. One important caveat, if you tell that old joke about the duck going into the drugstore to buy some chapstick and the cashier asks how he's going to pay for it and the duck says, "Put it on my bill," well, that joke just doesn't work if you say beak. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.